In the days when Indians were the only people in America, the Indians of the Blackfeet tribes roamed across the great plains of northwestern United States and Canada. They were great hunters of buffalo. They ate buffalo meat and used the skins to make their clothes and their teepees. They colored their moccasins black, and so they were called Blackfeet. Once a year, all the Blackfeet tribes came together to hold their special sun dance. It was their way of thanking the sun for healing their sick. And they told this story of how the sun dance came to be. There was once a beautiful Indian maiden called Feather Woman. One clear spring morning, she awoke before dawn and saw the morning star just as it rose in the east. It was the most bright and beautiful thing she had ever seen, and she knew she could never love any man of her tribe because she had fallen in love with the morning star. From then on, she arose each morning before dawn, while the rest of her people were still asleep, and greeted the morning star as it began its journey across the sky. Then, one morning, as she was picking wild flowers, there appeared before her a handsome young man with a yellow feather in his hair and a shiny star on his breast. "I am Morning Star," he said. "I have seen you each morning and have grown to love you. I have come to ask you to marry me and go away with me to my home in the sky." When Feather Woman said she loved Morning Star and would marry him, he put the yellow feather in her hair and gave her a small bush with a spider web hanging from it. It was a magic spider web, and on it they climbed all the way up to the sky to the home of Morning Star. When they came to a large teepee, Morning Star said, "This is our home. Since it is day, my father the sun is away on his long journey across the sky. But my mother the moon will be here to greet you." Moon welcomed Feather Woman as her son's bride and introduced her to a neighbor, the Spider Man, who was weaving a web just like the one on which they had climbed up to the sky. Near the Spider Man's teepee grew a giant turnip plant. Moon told Feather Woman that for food, she could dig any kind of roots except the giant turnip. Said Moon, "If you dig up this turnip, you will know a great sorrow." Feather Woman lived happily in the sky with Morning Star. After a time, a son was born to them. He had a small star-shaped scar on his forehead, and they named him Star Boy. As he grew, his mother took him out to play in the sky, and they often saw the giant turnip. Feather Woman remembered Moon's warning, but as so often happens, the one thing she was told not to do was the one thing she wanted to do: dig up the giant turnip. The turnip was too heavy for her to dig up alone, so two large cranes helped her pull it up with their long bills. When the turnip was dug up, the hole showed a window in the sky. Far below on earth, Feather Woman could see her people living happily in a camp on the plains. The sight of them made her homesick, and she began to cry. Sun and Moon knew that she had disobeyed. "You will never again be happy in our home," said the sun. He told Morning Star to send Feather Woman and Star Boy back to the Blackfeet. Morning Star had hoped his wife and child could stay with him always, but he knew he must obey the sun, so he sent Feather Woman and the boy back down the spider web to earth. Feather Woman's tribe welcomed her back to their camp. But when they saw the scar on the boy's forehead, they wondered if he could really be one of them. Star Boy grew up a lonely boy. Other Blackfeet children wouldn't play with him because the star on his face made him seem different, and they were afraid of him. So Star Boy made friends with the animals, and one day the chipmunks came to him with a problem. They said, "The big owl who lives in our woods attacks us. We're afraid to leave our homes to search for food." Star Boy went to the woods, and the big owl immediately attacked him. It came at him with its sharp claws as if to put out his eyes. But Star Boy stopped the owl with his club and said, "Because of your cruelty, I will ask my grandfather, the sun, to blind you in daylight. Then you will have to hunt only at night." The sun granted Star Boy's wish, and according to the legend, that is why the owl hunts at night when the sun is down. Then Star Boy's mother died, and he was more lonely than ever. He watched other boys being taught how to hunt buffalo, but when he asked to learn, there was no one to teach him. He went to the medicine woman and asked if she could remove the star from his face. "Then I will look like all the rest of the tribe, and they won't be afraid of me." But the medicine woman told him, "The star was given you by your grandfather's son, and only he can remove it. Go to the great water in the west, fast and pray to the sun, and perhaps he will listen to you." Star Boy journeyed westward for many days and nights, until he came to the shore of the great water in the west, that we call today the Pacific Ocean. There he fasted and prayed for 3 days. At sunset on the fourth day, the sun laid down a path that made a bright trail across the water. Star Boy followed it and came to the home of the sun. When he arrived, he was met by his father, Morning Star, who brought dried grass and burned it so that the smoke cleansed Star Boy of the dust of earth. When Star Boy met his grandparents, Sun and Moon, he told them how lonely his life had been because the Blackfeet feared his star-shaped scar. So they invited him to stay with them for a while. Every morning, Star Boy went with his father on his trip through the sky to break the trail for the sun. Without Morning Star, the sun would not rise and the world would stay dark. One morning, as Morning Star and Star Boy began their journey, 7 giant blackbirds appeared in their path. They flew straight at Morning Star as if to force him out of the sky. Star Boy moved ahead of his father, right into the midst of the birds. He called to his father, "Don't stop! Don't stop! Go on! You must break the trail for the sun!" Star Boy didn't think of the danger to himself, only that his father must not be stopped. So all alone, he met the attacking birds, and one by one, he killed them. When Sun returned from his day's journey, Star Boy gave him 4 of the dead birds. The other 3 he gave to Moon. As a reward for bravery, Sun took the scar from the boy's face and said, "You will be my messenger to the Blackfeet Indians. Because of your great deed, if they will hold a festival in my honor once a year, I will heal their sick." The festival was to be known as the Sun Dance. Sun taught Star Boy the secrets of the dance and the songs to be sung. He dressed Star Boy in a beautiful, bright robe. He put 2 raven feathers in his hair to show that he came from the sun, and he gave him a magic flute and a wonderful song to play. So Star Boy returned to the Blackfeet. His father showed him the short, bright path to Earth, and he ran down the Milky Way. He taught the Blackfeet the secrets of the sun dance and the song. Great sun power, heal our sick. Grant that they may live long and be happy. But every morning, just before dawn, Starboy watched his father make a trail for the sun, and he grew lonesome for the big teepee in the sky. So once again, he journeyed to the great water in the west, and once again the sun laid down a path for Starboy to come home. Sun made Starboy almost as bright and beautiful as his father, and since then, they have both made the trip through the sky together. You can see them just before dawn as they make way for the coming of the sun. Today we know they are the planets Venus and Jupiter, but the Indians still call them Morning Star and Little Morning Star. And ever since the time of Starboy, the Blackfeet Indians hold the sun dance once a year, that their sick may be healed, as it was promised to Starboy by the sun.